It's a good thing the rest of the gang went to check out the mysterious fog down by the lake tonight, so I can focus on investigating the chemical compounds of this sample we found in the Love Doctor's mansion. Love potion, my patootie. It's plain old grape juice. Well, at least according to my formula deductions. But that still doesn't explain why it's glowing. None of the ingredients are toxic. Maybe I'll just take a little taste. Just as I suspected. Fruity like grape juice. Oh well, I was hoping for more of a challenge. I guess a good book will have to keep me company until the gang returns. Theoretical quantum physics? Read that one. Geometric relativity in the fourth dimension? Read that one, too. Maybe I should try one of Daphne's books. This is much hotter than my barometric pressure readings. Wow, I feel funny. I think there might have been something in that potion after all. I feel unusually hot and aroused. I need to document what's happening for my research. My breasts are definitely bigger. Much bigger. And I'm so hot. I'll just lift my sweater a little. Oh, jinkies. My breasts are huge. And between my legs feels so flushed and stimulated. Although, thankfully, everything seems to be in its usual anatomic proportions down there. Oh, but very, very sensitive. Oh, my. Oh, a lot wetter than I am usually. Not that I'm gonna put that in my documentation or anything. Oh, wow. Oh, goodness. Oh, jinkies. Oh, that feels so good. Should be thankful that I decided to do this research on my own tonight. Oh, jinkies, Shaggy! What are you doing here? The mystery machine broke down and you and Scooby need a snack. Shocker. Me? Well, I'm just researching the chemical compound of the love potion. Yeah, that one. I know it smells like grape juice, even tastes like it, but... No, Shaggy, don't drink it! Because it does seem to have some side effects. Can't you tell? Yes, Zoinks is right. The reaction seems to have caused my chest to... expand. What? I don't think so. Stand up and turn around. Oh, gee willikers, you're right. Great. That's all I need. An even bigger backside than I had before. Daphne's never gonna let me live this experiment down. Maybe no one will notice. I mean, they're not that big, right? Shaggy, what are you doing? You can't just put your hands on those. Well, you're right, and might be a side effect of the potion. Are you feeling funny, Shaggy? Shaggy, my eyes are up here. You're looking at me like I'm a Scooby snag. Well, I guess I have the answer to my question then. You're aroused, aren't you? I don't have to be a genius to figure that out. Genghis had some fast-acting potion. I should document the effects thoroughly before they wear off. I just have to find a pencil. But goodness, it's so hot in here. My glasses are fogging up. No, I'm gonna need to keep them on so that I can properly measure your growth for, scientific purposes, of course. Now, where's my measuring tape? Oh, that's another mystery. That thing's always getting lost. I can't seem to find my measuring tape, Shaggy. Why don't you just take it out anyway, and I'll find something else to use for documentation purposes. I know this doesn't seem too scientific, but... oh, I just can't help it. It's so big, Shaggy. I can probably work out the circumference of my mouth when it's stretched wide open like this for my research later. For now, I just have to do some more measuring. Oh, definitely. This is the most help you've been on a mystery yet, Shaggy. Must be the potion. If my predictions are correct, it's much bigger than it usually is, huh, Shaggy? Maybe you should grab a handful or two again so we have some solid research data. Oh, God. This is solid. Rock solid. Oh, Shaggy. This is the best research project ever. Still, when we catch that love doctor, I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind. Are you gonna give me something right now, Shaggy? Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, Shaggy, give it to me. Oh, my glasses. Oh, it's all over my glasses. My mouth. Genghis had some potion. And it doesn't seem to wear off now, does it? At least, not for me. Fascinating. I think there must be varying iterations of potency in that grape-flavored potion. What do you think, Shaggy? Do you think you're up for some more scientific documentation? Would you do it for a Scooby snack? Ugh! Jinkies! I forgot how much of an incentive those are. Oh, it's my big titties and my fat ass. Huh, I never thought I'd see the day when something was more tempting than a Scooby snack. I really gotta figure out what's in that potion. Maybe a little bit later, though. Right now, I'm too busy taking internal measurements. Oh, it's so good. Oh, Shaggy. Oh, my glasses are all covered in cum. It's hard to see you pounding into me on top of me like this. You like how I look with cum on my glasses? Kinda like a brainy bimbo. Jinkies, why do I find that hot right now? Oh, God. Oh, I don't care. Just fuck me. Harder. Deeper. Oh, Shaggy. Just come at me. Oh, yeah. Don't stop, Shaggy. Oh, Jinkies, that feels so good. if my calculations are correct, that's even more than the last load, Shaggy. I guess it wasn't just grape juice after all. Oh, jeepers. I think that was the sound of the mystery machine. I think they're back. Hurry up and get dressed, Shaggy. Oh, hey there, Scoob. You really missed me, didn't you, boy? Don't lick my face! Not the glasses! Oh, no! Oh, what were we doing? We were just doing some research on the potion. I don't think it's as harmless as we first imagined. I started some preliminary documentation, but got distracted. Well, so far I've documented that it tastes like grape juice. Yes, exactly like grape juice.
Ruff, ruff.
Oh, Scooby! No! Jinkies. I guess I'll be doing some more scientific research tonight. Now, where did I put that measuring tape?